with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Israel and Hamas are accusing each other of complicating ceasefire efforts that could wind down the 14-month war. Hopes look complicated with Israel and Hamas trading accusations at delaying an agreement. The sides had appeared to be inching toward a deal in recent weeks, but that would bring home dozens of hostages being held in Gaza, but the differences have emerged. No end to the spiral of violence in Haiti, where there's a deadly gang attack on the reopening of the largest hospital in Port-au-Prince.
Apart from the central bank building, the port of Port-au-Prince, and the presidential palace, all the city center of Port-au-Prince is controlled by gangs. And there is a powerful alliance of several gangs put together called Vivansant, and they claimed responsibility for the attack, and they posted a video online saying, the reason why we attacked this hospital is because we didn't authorize the government to reopen it. They should have asked us. So you see how wrong things are in Haiti and how powerful these gangs are.
Earlier this month, ceremonies held in Belgium to mark the 180th anniversary, rather, of the World War II Battle of the Bulge.
It began as an overwhelming surprise attack by Germany through the dense woods of the Ardennes, a place familiar to military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
I've lived in that area when I had served as an infantry commander over there. Yeah, and it's tough.
The battle lasted 45 days, marked by General Patton's successful breakthrough of the siege of Allied defenders in the key city of Bastogne. Victory had its cost.
Our casualties were in the neighborhood of 81,000, of which 8,400 were killed.
This year, 100-year-old veteran David Marshall attended the commemoration, saying the young should study war in order to prevent any future war.
This is SRN News. A new poll looks at family and politics.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it charts the impact political polarization is having on relations between people who are related to one another. According to the study, 12% of all voters are cutting off certain family members over political disagreement. Democrats are much more likely to take such an action. Nearly one in four Democratic voters is cutting off a family member, compared to 5% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minneapolis has softened an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. The city council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities and agreed to pay the plaintiff's legal fees. Brian Gibson, chief executive officer of Pro-Life Action Ministry, says the decision amounts to an admission by the city the law violated the First Amendment. This is SRN News. President Biden has made it official.
The bald eagle is now a national bird of the United States. President Biden signed a bill into law on Tuesday to correct what had long gone unnoticed and designate the bald eagle as the national bird. The bald eagle's been a symbol of the United States for more than 240 years, appearing on the nation's great seal since the design was finalized in 1782. That year, Congress also designated the bald eagle as the national emblem, but the honor of becoming the national bird had remained elusive until now. Keith Peters reporting.
Pre-construction work to collect data to design a new Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore is scheduled to begin in January. The rebuilding effort, scheduled to take nearly 4 years and cost about $2 billion, the bridge collapsed back on March 26 after a container ship lost power and crashed into one of the columns. More details at srnnews.com.